Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for, we are now, Thursday the 13th of February. I had to think about that for a moment. And the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. So we'll spend the next 15 to 20 minutes just looking at market fundamentals. We'll have a look at risk sentiment and market technicals as well and see where we can identify some of the best trades from. Now, you've got to be careful with these current market conditions. They're not just really volatile and really quite choppy. It's very, very difficult to kind of pinpoint the narrative that's driving price. Things lean towards, you know, one particular narrative and then it flips pretty quickly and all of a sudden another narrative comes to play. What this reminds me of is some of the conditions we experienced with Donald Trump first time around. Except now it's through these addresses, through the, you know, from the Oval Office. We've seen one now the last few nights. And first time around, it was like Twitter comments that used to cause a lot of the volatility. And now the US are positioning themselves to try and resolve the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So we're seeing a bit of positivity in Europe as a result. Now, I wish it was just that sort of standalone narrative that's driving market sentiment, but unfortunately, there's quite a few conflicting narratives as well, all still in play. Some of which are being completely ignored. Some are being elevated, maybe. So let's begin to break down these really quite challenging markets now this week. So let's start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a quick moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome along with trading psychology. All very important features, I'm sure you'll agree. But we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And here we go. And we are strong advocates of trying to maintain a high degree of consistency in our decision making, accurate with the levels we use. They're not just randomly generated numbers. We do try to use structures and important price points, along with discipline with your capital and be patient. It'd be very easy this week to get more chopped up than what we've already been. We've taken four trades so far this week, so we haven't gone too hard on these markets. We've taken three losses now, but the winning trade is doing really, really well. So we have the ability to retrace any losses we've had just on one trade, and that's really where our focus is still at, and that's really important, especially during market conditions like we're currently experiencing. So with that in mind, let's start with potential market moving news. So difficult to know really where to begin, because there's quite a few. These are your Trump what would they be called? Trump's statements from the Oval Office, perhaps. And again, I don't know, there's not one penciled in for tonight, but Wednesday night, Tuesday night, and we have one on Monday night. Now, these things can get put in like last minute. They're not necessarily pre-scheduled, but let's see if we get one this evening or not. We'll have to keep that one open. So let me try and break this down for you as best we can. So we've started off with Trump, you know, pushing through these tariffs, and we're getting a little bit more information about this aluminium and steel tariffs. Then you hear an awful lot about the retaliation aspect to these types of tariffs, which are coming in the 13th of March. So you've got this inflationary dynamic, you're literally having to pay more, so prices go up. So you take that narrative going into Jerome Powell's testimony on Tuesday, who said, right, we acknowledge the inflation, it's not really coming down as we would expect. We did some analysis yesterday in terms of the Fed, what the Fed had been saying at different points in the inflation discussion, and quite often how often they get it wrong. It's quite scary. You think they got the finger on the pulse, but they very rarely seem to have that. So, you know, are they leaning towards further rate cuts even after what we saw yesterday was CPI come in higher than expected? So we got a lot of this conflicting narrative from the Fed, and we offset that with what's happening with the numbers and in real terms. And there's a complete disconnect, unfortunately. So we've seen a bit of a rally with Powell on Tuesday, when we got the CPI, the higher than expected CPI yesterday, we got some significant selling, which then unfortunately pivoted back around with Powell. Even though he kind of acknowledged the inflation narrative is coming in stronger than what was expected. Now, is this careful staging or is this pure incompetence? It's kind of a difficult one to put your finger on. So you have this back and forth in these markets, and then you've got Donald Trump again in the evening, actually, you know, talking about ending the Russia-Ukraine war, which would be, I don't know, a positive step. I guess it depends at, you know, at what cost for Ukraine. So these are all the things he set out to do prior to the election, you know, sorting out the immigration problem in the US, sorting out tariffs, you know, ending the war in Ukraine, sorting out the Middle East, if you can call it sorting out. It's quite difficult to know even what that is, but turning Gaza into a holiday resort, I don't know, it's a tough one to stand over. So really, really conflicting, choppy market reactions with a high degree of uncertainty. That's probably where we put this. And we've also got the US administration, Donald Trump, meddling with seemingly putting pressure on the Fed. Now, the Fed are maintaining its independence, as it always has done. So you've got that extra edge as well. And we know Donald Trump is looking for a bit more of a competitive dollar. There's even conflict or conflicting data really when it comes to these bond deals, which are now beginning to rally again. The 10-year is up at 4.6. Yesterday we're up at 4.5. And we were seeing an uptick as well in the US Treasury. A couple of days ago we had 4.2 and now 4.33. So and this is a risk off move. This should be negative for equities and this should be strong for the dollar. Except you'll see that we're almost seeing the exact opposite. And then you add in the inflationary narrative, which is also weaker. That should be a downward force on markets like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, and it's not. So you can see the volatility we saw yesterday, quite significant in all markets. We were suggesting, look, if this is an inflationary move, This candlestick here was a weaker candlestick. If this was an inflationary move, then we should probably see gold rallying. Now, it took a couple of hours for that to be the case, but then we started to see some further upside, certainly overnight as well, further momentum to the upside there. So we've got this, let's say, uncomfortable market dynamic playing out in front of us. So if you asked us to put our necks on the line, what would we expect from the indices? We're still leaning towards the downside, even though we've had, you know, really strong spikes and very significant rallies. Our bias is still lower for Fed reasons, for the narrative we're getting from the Magnificent Seven is almost really distorted. The economy is bubbling along quite nicely. We've got a good, strong jobs number. We've got slightly weakening GDP, and we've got slightly elevated, inflation. Now we'll see. We've got the PPI again today, but look at the S&P 500. We've had 1, 2, 3. You know, nearly 4 attempts to make new highs, which would be the 60-72, which has failed to be the case. Now, the rally in the NASDAQ is only really a really, really strong pullback, but it pulls back and takes out all those sell trades. Our bias is still to the downside for crude oil. There's strong support around 70-30 levels, so we'll see if we get back down to those levels. This is the trade that's kind of performed really quite well on our structural failure trade to the downside. There's a bit of risk off weakness coming in now. There's a bit of very, very mild. The other thing is we had really quite positive or surprisingly positive news come out regarding the UK's growth dynamics and GDP coming in much better than expected. Expected 0.1, previously 0.1, coming in, you know, positively 0.4. And a bit of a swing as well in prelim GDP quarter on quarter as well. So some of these numbers are beginning to look ever so mildly positive. Going into today's PPI. So I don't know if we can, because we've got kind of a mixed market dynamic in many ways, fundamentally, sentiment, and also technically. And I was saying, if you wanted to put a gun to our head, we'd probably look to sell the indices and we'd look to buy the euro dollar and the pound dollar. And we think that dollar weakness trade is likely to take significant hold. Now, the problem with that trade is that it's a conflicting trade. So weakness in the indices is a risk off. Dollar weakness is kind of a risk on narrative. So because that is clearly a mixed narrative, it'll just mean that we will end up needing to do either one or the other. So for us, our bias is unfortunately still to the downside for markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ. Looking for that opportunity is a little bit more difficult. Crude oil, our expectations that we will still make further downside progress, and then when it comes to the remaining markets, we're probably looking for a bit of a pullback, but we're then looking for, you know, a bullish opportunity in the euro dollar, pound dollar, and gold. So what are we kind of saying here? We kind of want to keep all options open, and we'll either go risk off with the indices, or we go risk on with the euro dollar and pound dollar and potentially other dollar pairs. So it's kind of an either or narrative, if this makes sense. And these, unfortunately, are just the market dynamics that we're currently trading. Things will absolutely kind of clear up, become a bit more understandable. We've got a little bit too many question marks hanging over these markets currently. So look, that's our position. Let's amend our trade plan so that you can look to position yourselves accordingly. Okay, so in terms of market summary, mixed market conditions due to Trump tariffs. Due to Trump everything, Trump comments, Trump tariffs, Trump, you got to pick your, you know, inflation. There's just, I mean, it's not just exclusively tariffs. In fact, tariff is what would bring the markets down. Whereas other market narratives are kind of driving prices higher. Okay, so we had a bias to the upside in the euro dollar and the pound dollar. We eventually got there, but we had to experience some significant volatility. And in actual fact, because of that news event, that inflation number, our bias is in favor of a stronger dollar. Now we've got Trump meddling in that narrative as well. So, an easy day to get really chopped up yesterday with the volatility and the lack of clarity behind, you know, market narratives. Crude oil got a good sell trade off below that 72.92. We're now down at nearly $70 level, so that's worth keeping an eye out for. And gold strength due to central bank purchasing is still pretty much intact. So markets are preparing for US inflation and Powell's day two testimony. Yeah, expect increased volatility. So we were going into that news event knowing that we might get a... bit of a... a volatile day, which we did. So what do we... So we want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving contradictory. So we've said we'd either have a look at. So so we do have strong support in crude oil around the $70. Our bias is very much lower. So we'll try and close that trade out. We'll see how it plays out this morning. So we've got kind of, broadly speaking, just mixed market dynamics. So bear that in mind. Reduce your frequency down, reduce your trade size down. We're kind of just kind of surviving these markets currently, making sure that what we don't do is take any big losses during trading conditions like this. Things will change and become a little bit easier at some point. Quite challenging now for every trader of every strategy you could imagine. So we want to just be mindful of that backdrop and make sure that we don't take any unnecessary oversized, you know, big bets where we're putting our when we put our necks on the line, there's no need to make those decisions. There will be much better opportunities to try and take advantage of in the not too distant future. So that's our today's trade plan then, guys. So we'll let you go. Broadly mixed. And then we've got to call it as we see it. And that's pretty much how we see it. Now, you could swing from narrative to narrative on this. We've got the conflicting narrative of the realization with inflation pushing higher, that higher inflation is kind of a hawkish Fed narrative. We should be risk off, indices lower, versus Donald Trump and him calling the Fed to actually be dovish, cut rates, which unfortunately is risk on, indices higher and a weaker dollar. So that's why we're either choosing the hawkish weakness in the US indices versus the dovish dollar weakness trade. So kind of one or the other is kind of where we're at. Yeah, I wish it would be a little bit simpler, a little bit more straightforward, but this is what we would really expect with Trump, you know, at the helm. So yeah, hopefully that will make sense. All right, listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us on that. We'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now to the European Live Trading Mentorship. Ruby, if you can join us for that, fantastic. And we'll see where we might get these opportunities. So on that note, listen, take care of yourselves. The details are there in the chat box. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, everyone. Take care. Bye for now. Great stuff, guys. Take care of yourselves. See you shortly.